AP Update, I'm Diane Kepley. The world is still a dangerous place. Just take it from the scientists who maintain the world's doomsday clock.
The Bulletin of Atomic Scientists has sent the clock's hand since 1947. They went to 6 minutes before midnight when President Obama pledged to seek a nuclear-free world, but last year hit 3 minutes till doomsday thanks to global warming. And that's where they stay, says physicist Lawrence Krauss, the closest since the Cold War.
It's not good news, but an expression of grave concern that the situation remains largely the same.
The scientists cite only halting steps to check climate change, plus growing Mideast and U.S.-Russia tensions and the burgeoning nuclear arsenals of Pakistan, North Korea, and China. Mark Smith, Washington.
The Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists was founded in 1945 by the University of Chicago scientists who helped to develop the first atomic weapons. The clock was recreated 2 years later. The decision to move the hands is made by a board of scientists from around the world. AP Update. I'm Diane Kepley.